It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode, episode number 77. I can't believe I'm even saying that. 77 episodes in, this is insane. But in this week's episode, what I really want to focus on is accepting our limiting beliefs. And what I found, I've been having a lot of conversations over the last few weeks, over the last few months, and there's been a current theme. There's a common thread that's going around. And the people that have limiting beliefs, 100% of the time, are where their limiting beliefs are. Right? If they think they can't do something, 100% of the time, they haven't done it yet, which is really, really fascinating. And so let's focus on it. Let's go ahead and dive right in. And so, okay, let's get this out of the way, right? What are limiting beliefs itself? What are beliefs? Beliefs are, you know, your system, the values that you determine are most important to you, right? It's your beliefs. It's the inner thing that no matter what, right, you believe in these set of rules, these set of groundworks, right? And so that's my definition of what beliefs are. But, you know, if you go to Google, it says, you know, it's our brain's way of making sense and navigating the complex world, right? That is what it's your brain trying to make sense of things. Right? They are mental representations of the way our brains expect things in our environments to behave and how things should be related to each other. The patterns our brains expect the world to conform to, right? So then there's fact and there's belief, right? There's fact and then there's belief. And so facts are things that are actually true. Beliefs often are not true, right? Are not true. A lot of times we have beliefs that we can't do something, and then later in life we do it, and so that wasn't a fact, that was a belief, right? That was a belief, and so, which is really interesting, because most people think their beliefs are facts, but their beliefs are not facts, right? Facts are facts, and their beliefs are beliefs. A lot of times we believe our beliefs to be true, right? We use our beliefs to understand, right? As we navigate the world, we also use our beliefs to keep us safe. So there's a safety component to having beliefs, is because we put ourselves in this box or this circle that we're most comfortable and familiar with. And as long as it's within our beliefs, as long as it's within the thing that we believe the most, then we will stay there because we feel safe there. right? And that is why we generally try to preserve our beliefs. When someone says something that's against our beliefs, the first thing we do is we don't believe them, right? We buckle, right? We bark, you know, we tell them that's not possible, that's not true. And we're speaking something over them that's based on our beliefs. And this happens all the time to you, right? When you tell people the things that you want to do, when you want to accomplish, the first thing they do is they put their beliefs over you, right? They take their container of beliefs and they put it over your head and they're like, wait, this is why you can't do these things. This is why it won't work out. But those are their beliefs as to why it won't work out. And they think it's fact, but they're not your beliefs. And a lot of times, if those people are influential to you, those people are people you look up to, those people are people you care about, you then adopt their beliefs in moments and say, you know what, you are right. These things are true about me. I can't do these things. And so when we form our beliefs or we are swayed by other people's beliefs, we guard them, right? We use them as a filter in making decisions on our lives. And again, beliefs are autopilot. It's not like things are happening quickly and then you're going through a list of your beliefs. Like, okay, my first belief says, you know, these are things that are habits almost, that the things that you're drawn to do automatically, right? The first things you're doing subconsciously, right? You're doing these things subconsciously. And so beliefs are either formed in two ways, right? By our experiences, inferences, and deductions, or by accepting what others tell us to be true. Most of our core beliefs are formed when we're children, right? When we're growing up, we're influenced a lot easier because we're doing what we're being told, right? We're doing what we're being told. It's not like as kids we're bucking the system. We're literally doing what we're being told because the beliefs that are put on us are beliefs to keep us safe, are beliefs to keep us on a path. Our beliefs that are based on that other person's life experiences and what they've been told. And so we're more impressionable. And we try to look for meaning in almost everything because that's how we are. We're inquisitive as kids. So in the beginning, our parents and our environment play a huge part in molding our beliefs, or our school or our friends that we're hanging out with around that time play an important part in molding our beliefs. And because they're so embedded in us as a kid, sometimes we're unable to discern the truth between what's actually fact, or a lot of times we often accept what we're told as truth. There are some people that I meet that their entire life they thought this was true. And then one day they find out that no, that's actually not true. But they've accepted it their entire life and they were never inquisitive enough to ask, why is it this way? So a lot of times we're influenced by our experiences. And so belief is a very strong thing. And it's very strong to rebuild new beliefs. In order to rebuild new beliefs, you actually have to evaluate your current beliefs and look at what's fact and look at which ones you've accepted. And so this is really, really important. Right? This is really important to think about. And what I want to talk about is limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs is when you accept the beliefs that limit you and keep you inside of that container. I'm not saying beliefs and having beliefs are bad. I'm saying beliefs are bad when you accept the most limiting one. What, right? When you accept the most limiting one is when beliefs become really challenging. Because beliefs can be empowering or beliefs can be very limiting. Limiting or negative beliefs, when you accept the most limiting one, prevents us from fulfilling our true potential. They hold us back. And then what happens is they give rise to the negative thoughts. Once you start accepting the lowest limiting beliefs, you start creating more limiting beliefs that you decided you're going to accept based off of that one, that single one. But when you decide to empower positive beliefs, on the other hand, they act as to allow more resilience. We step more into our power. They invoke positive thoughts and emotions. And so what happens is our beliefs create the filter. They create the reality that we operate in. But most people aren't aware of their own beliefs because they've never taken time to analyze them carefully. And this is what I'm talking about. The only way to build new beliefs based on where you currently are is to evaluate them. What is actually fact and what's just ones you've accepted? And then what are the limiting ones you've accepted? And beliefs play a lot in a part, like why some people thrive and some people succeed despite the most difficult circumstances and environments and neighborhoods they come from or family they come from, right? It really boils down to our beliefs. There are people, myself, that despite how I grew up really, really poor, that I believed that I could have more, right? I believed in this. Now, not everyone believes in this, right? They don't believe they could have more. I used to remember looking at magazines, looking at Mark Zuckerberg in the front of, you know, Forbes, you know, really young, early 20s or, you know, teenager. And I used to believe that that could be me. But when my friends saw that magazine, they thought it was one in a million. And then I thought I was that one. It's very fascinating what our beliefs do to us, right? They influence how we think, how we feel, how we act, based on either our limiting or most empowering beliefs that we have. So here's an example of a limiting belief, right? I need to be wealthy to be happy. This was a limiting belief of mine. I thought that I need to be wealthy in order to be happy. But here's an empowering belief. Here's a different way to think about that. So an empowering belief is I could choose to be happy no matter what the circumstances. And I wish I had that mindset because I literally drove myself to the ground to try to make money because I thought that that's where my happiness lied in. So I accepted my most limiting belief. I said, I need to be wealthy in order to be happy. And that's actually not true, right? And even before that, when I used to be in high school, I accepted a limiting belief that the people in my neighborhood don't go to college. We don't go to college. And so when I started looking at colleges, was literally my senior year of high school, because 9th, 10th, 11th grade, I accepted that because people in my neighborhood don't go to college, then those were the same application of beliefs, right? These were the same things that would influence me to think that and say, you know what? We don't go to college, so why should I think about that, right? Again, I thought my limiting belief was I'm like, people in my neighborhood don't go to college. An empowering belief would have been my success is determined by how hard I work, you know, rather than what happens in my neighborhood, right? Rather than what happens in my neighborhood, I should have thought, okay, I could do this. It's really determined by how hard I work and how I apply myself. And then later on, when I would go and start my first business, I thought before ever starting a business that I can't start a business. I don't got money. Does that sound familiar? Some of y'all also had this limiting belief, and some of y'all currently still do have this limiting belief. I don't got money. You know, I never done it before, so I can't start. An empowering belief is I could start a business by meeting the right people and getting an investor, or meeting the right people and saving my 9-to-5 job, meeting the right people and after my 9-to-5 job, starting to work on my idea. That's an empowering belief. And as I've been traveling over these last few weeks, all I've been seeing is how people's beliefs really influence and shape where they are in life. And it really reminds me of the story, you know, the biggest story of beliefs, and the reason why I became so interested in beliefs is the 4-mile race, right? The 4-minute mile, I meant. And so there's a story that goes, you know, up until 1954, there were thousands of people that try to run the mile in 4 minutes or less. And there was a belief system that people accepted that this was impossible, right? They accepted that this was impossible to run the mile in 4 minutes or less. They thought it was inhuman, right? In order to do that. And so everyone accepted that belief. Right? They accepted that belief. And then comes along a guy, Roger Bannister, the first person who ever runs the 4-minute mile. So he was the first person who ran the mile in 4 minutes or less, right? First sub 4-minute mile in history. In history. Let me say that again. He was the first person to run the 4-minute mile in history. So here was someone who broke that belief, that people had, thousands of people had ran this race, and people everywhere accepted that you can't run a mile in 4 minutes. And here comes along this guy, Roger Bannister. He didn't accept this belief. And he was the first person to run a mile, the 4 minute mile, right? He was the first person to run a 4 minute mile. So what happens after this when you, for the first time, are around people who break the belief that you accept it for yourself? It's when you know someone has done something, it gives you a different level of belief, because you're like, wait a second, why can he only do it? If he could do it, why can't I do it? And then after he broke the 4 minute mile, hundreds of thousands of people have gone on and break the 4 minute mile. Isn't that fascinating? All it takes is one person's belief in themselves in order to influence hundreds of thousands of other beliefs. There have been people in high school that ran a 4 minute mile. Think about that. No one has ever ran a 4 minute mile up until 1954. Roger Bannister comes along and he runs a 4 minute mile. And then after he runs it, thousands of people end up running the 4 minute mile. High school students, college students, right? It's really fascinating what happens when our belief system is broken. And now we look beyond that and we say, can I do it in three? So when you accept that you can't do this, right? There's that Henry Ford quote that I love, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Right? Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I'm not saying, wait, let me actually say this. Most of us fail before we even start towards a goal because we lack the belief in ourselves. And if you don't believe you could achieve something, how can you expect to follow through with it? Does that make sense? If you have a goal and you don't even believe you could hit that goal, then chances are you're not going to hit that goal. And I'm not saying that belief is all you need, but if you don't start with belief, you'll go nowhere fast. We could all get intimidated by the enormity of the goal that we're having, etc. We could look at it, you know, it could feel so enormous, etc., etc. But there is true power in our thoughts. And those very thoughts can either empower us or defeat us before we even get started. And most of you, it's defeating you. You're having these goals, but you don't believe that you could achieve them. You don't believe that you could persevere through the tough times. You don't believe that you could actually hit those goals. So why are you setting them? Better question is, why are you believing in those beliefs that you have around those goals, right? The difference between someone who reaches their goal and the people who accept that they accepts the hand that they think fate has dealt them, right? Life is just this way. You know those people. Oh, it's life, you know? The difference is really about the beliefs that we have. If you believe you could achieve something, the only thing separating you from that goal is time. You'll get there, right? You'll get there. We will always accept our limiting beliefs. But what's worse is accepting the lowest ones. Right. Again, we will always accept our beliefs, but what's worse is accepting the lowest one, the limiting ones. They're not there for us to accept them. And here's something that I heard recently. And, you know, I was listening to this other podcaster, and she said something that I was like, wow. And she said, you know, most of us do not try to do the biggest thing we're capable of because we're afraid of shame. So there's shame operating in why we don't believe we could get things done. And instead of trying to not think thoughts of shame, embrace the notion that you will experience shame on the regular if I want to have an extraordinary life. So most of us don't start because of our beliefs. Other of us don't start, even though we know we need to change our beliefs, but we don't start because we're afraid of failure. We're afraid of shame. What will people think if I attempt this and I don't succeed? And so therefore it limits us from trying to do the biggest things we're capable of because we're worried about that. That's what was on my heart today. I said, you know what? I need to talk to these folks because I'm tired of hearing about what they think they can't do while they never told me what they think they can do. Focus on that. How about that, right? How about that?
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.